I appreciate the message of that hymn about firmly standing for the truth of the Word of God. And may that be our ambition, our goal, our lives as we serve Him in this dark world. I'd like for us to go on a tour of the Scripture this morning, a tour that is a burden. And it's on the subject of obedience. And now in both the Old and New Testaments, we have the word obedient, obedience, and we have other words also, words like submit, even the word keep, and the word do are sometimes referring to obedience to God and to authority. And in both the Old and the New Testaments, the word obedience and obey, it's related to the idea of hearing and also promptly and actively responding to what is heard. The Bible teaches us that obedience is not optional. Obedience includes far more than just accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. It means obedience to God and to Jesus Christ and to the authorities that God has set up. We're going to walk through the Bible and look at the burden of many different writers in many different ages on the subject of obedience. The first few verses are the Lord speaking to Moses and through Moses. Exodus 19:5. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Deuteronomy 11:26. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing, if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I have commanded you this day to go after other gods which ye have known. Deuteronomy 13:4, ye shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him, and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him and cleave unto him. Deuteronomy 27:9. Take heed and hearken, O Israel. This day thou art become the people of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt therefore obey the voice of the Lord thy God and do his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Deuteronomy 30:20. That thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days. The burden of the prophet Samuel as he spoke to Saul, that obeying was better than all kinds of words or professions of faith or even sacrifices and offerings. 1 Samuel 15:22-23. And Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. The burden of the psalmist in Psalm 111:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. The burden of the writer of Proverbs, Proverbs 3:1. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Proverbs 4:4. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Proverbs 7:1. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Proverbs 7:2, keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. Proverbs 8:32. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. The burden of the prophet Jeremiah, and the Lord speaking through him. Jeremiah 7:23. Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people. And walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. Jeremiah 26:13. Therefore now amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will repent him of the evil that he hath pronounced against you. And then Jesus spoke of obedience. Obedience to himself. And he could speak that because he is very God. Turn in your Bibles to the book of John. We want to start or look at a few verses here in the book of John. John 14, and we'll look at a few verses there. In Matthew 12:50, Jesus said, "For whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother." And again in Luke 11:28, Jesus said, "Yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it." Now, look at John 14:15. Jesus said, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." John 14:23. "If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and will come unto him, and make our abode with him." John 14:23. Jesus answered and said unto him, "If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and will come to him, and make our abode with him." John 15:10, the next chapter. Jesus said, "If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." Now turn to 1 John. The burden of John in relationship to obeying Jesus. The book of 1 John. First John 2, verse 3. "And hereby we do know that we know him." And the him is referring to Jesus. "And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments." 1 John 3:22. "And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight." 1 John 5:2. "By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments." And then the following verse, 1 John 5:3, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous." And then as we go through the rest of the New Testament, we often see the burden for obedience. 1 Peter 1, 2. "Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace be multiplied." 1 Peter 1, 22. "Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth, through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently." Romans 6:16. "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness." 2 Corinthians 10:5. "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Romans 13:1-2. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. 1 Peter 2:13-15. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Hebrews 13:17. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable to you. There are consequences to disobedience. 2 Thessalonians 1:8. Jesus coming in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 5:9, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. 1 Peter 4:17, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? In conclusion, the words of Hebrews 13:20-21. Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Let's sing a verse of When We Walk with the Lord. We have other burdens. And we have burdens for those among us who are in various hospitals and can't be here this morning. Those who've had injuries and cannot be here. Those who are facing illness of various kinds. And we want to, as we come to prayer, remember them as well. Let's kneel in prayer.